Welcome. Thank you for coming this morning to worship. The announcements are in the church calendar box. Wednesday night Bible study is 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday night in the Ed Building. We begin at 6:30 with a light meal. We would like for you to come if you are able. We have a time of Bible study and then a time of prayer together. This coming Wednesday night, we're scheduled to pack boxes at Compassion Ministries, and we will do that after the time of Bible study and prayer. Our third Sunday Fellowship luncheon for September is today. It is hosted by Louise Heron and Sarah Nell Champion. We thank y'all for doing that. Please stay and join us across the street after this service is over for a time of fellowship around the tables and a good meal. The women in the church are collecting non-perishable food items in the Ed Building to make Thanksgiving baskets, and they are continuing to collect items for the Samaritan's Purse Project. Down at the bottom of the page on the right-hand side of the bulletin, you'll see where it says the Westminster Shorter Catechism, and question 38 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, what benefits do believers receive from Christ at the resurrection? And the answer is,
at the
Would you join me and let's read together the call to worship responsibly. It comes from Revelation chapter 5, verse 6 and 9 and 10 this morning. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain. And they sang a new song, saying,
let's all sing together the doxology. thank you. And you may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
As the deer pants for streams of water, so may our souls pant for you, O God. May our souls hunger and thirst for the living God, and may we put our hope in you to be our Savior and our God. For we have come today at your invitation to come to taste and to see that you are good. You are the highest good that there is. So answer our heart's desire and hear our prayers as we pray the way that Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 164. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing, would you please stand and let's sing all stanzas of 164. Not all stanzas, but the first four stanzas. Continue standing, would you join me and let's confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what do you believe?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was born Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Our Father and our God, you are the one who feeds the birds of the air, and you are the one who clothes the flowers of the fields. And you have promised to take care of our needs if we will seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. May that be our earnest pursuit. We thank you for our Savior Jesus Christ, who committed no sins, but He Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds we are healed. We thank you for the benefits that we will receive from Christ at the resurrection, being raised up in glory. We shall be openly acknowledged and acquitted in the day of judgment and made perfectly blessed in the full enjoying of God to all eternity. Our Father, I pray that you would forgive us our sins as we confess them to you. Our flesh is weak, and many of us struggle with besetting sins that bring guilt and shame. Would you forgive us and cleanse us through Christ Jesus, who died and rose again, and who is our advocate at your right hand? We pray for missionaries around the world, and particularly for the missionaries that we support, including the Bolings in Mexico, Larry Brown in Malawi with African Bible College, where they are seeing many conversions to Christ, and they are training leaders in Christian education. The chaplains with Mission to the World, the Davilas in Costa Rica, and who are coming here in December. The Hoves in North Africa ministering to Muslims. The Hills in Peru. The Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible Translators. The Romains in New York City. Alan and Anne Cochet in France. We pray for Steve and Karen Jameson with One Door Ministries. I pray for Ago and the 27 Haitian pastors being taught by Steve, that the Word would bear much fruit in their lives and out into the lives of their congregations. I pray that your Word might be heard today and bring salvation to the lost. I pray for healing for the sick, comfort for the grieving, rest for the weary, strength for the weak, encouragement for the downhearted. I pray that our knowledge of you would grow, that we might know the hope to which you have called us. What are the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe? We pray, Lord, that you would quicken our hearts to hear you when you speak, to be diligent and faithful in reading your word, and to respond when you call us to take action. We pray all of these things in the name of your most precious Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Responsive reading this morning comes from Psalm 126, and you will find the words to that psalm on page 832 in the back of your Trinity hymn book. Would you please turn there and let's read from Psalm 126 together responsively. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow. Our next hymn as we continue to worship God is number 253. Would you please take a hymn book and let's stand and sing together. Stanzas 1 through, well, let's sing 1, 3, and 5 of There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, you have taught us to bring a portion of what you have given to us on the first day of every week. And so we bring these tithes and offerings not grudgingly, but with cheerful hearts. And we pray that you will use them to extend your kingdom and your righteousness to the uttermost parts of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. The message this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And this is what it says. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. When they see your respectful and pure conduct, do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.